Democrat senators claim victory for Iran, what a disaster. By Hannah Knudsen on April 8, 2026. Senate Democrats are essentially declaring victory for Iran following the ceasefire agreement, with Senator Chris Murphy, DCT, deeming it a disaster. The world breathed a sigh of relief Tuesday night after Iran, according to Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, begged for a ceasefire following President Donald Trump's threat to end their civilization. However, while the Trump administration is proclaiming total and complete victory as further negotiations are underway, Murphy does not see it. This is an account close to the Iranian leadership. "We are now seeing the shape of why Iran agreed so enthusiastically to this ceasefire," Murphy said. "They will control and toll the strait for the first time. They keep their nuclear program. They keep their missiles," he said, adding, "What a disaster." Democrat Senator Richard Blumenthal, DCT, also asserted that there was no victory for the U.S., writing, "A ceasefire is good news, only because this purposeless war should be ended as soon as possible. The best time to cease fire was before the war began, and before Trump wasted tens of billions, cost thousands of lives, triggered global economic and energy crisis," he said. "All for a war that Trump cannot even begin to explain and that has achieved none of his constantly shifting and contradictory objectives. A ceasefire for the American people is no victory." Senator Chris Coons, DITA, declared that the deal leaves the U.S. worse off. And Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, described Trump as a military moron. On Wednesday morning, Hegseth declared historic and overwhelming victory on the battlefield, a capital V military victory by any measure. During the press conference, he said Iran begged for the ceasefire and he walked through the steps of victory over the Islamic country thanks to President Trump's resolve. From the strike that took out Qasem Soleimani to tearing up the disastrous Obama-Iran deal, to the precision campaign that obliterated Iran's nuclear sites in Operation Midnight Hammer, to the decisive military victory we just achieved in Operation Epic Fury, no other president has shown the courage and resolve of this commander-in-chief, Hegseth said, proclaiming that Trump forged this moment. "The president has been clear from the beginning. There will be no Iranian nuclear weapons. Period. Full stop. Other presidents said it. President Trump did it," the defense secretary said, adding, "We control their fate, not the other way around."